As with any other tort, there's defenses, and in product liability, there are also defenses. First one we'll talk about is assumption of risk. Here, obviousness of the risk and use decision to proceed in face of that risk. If the children's bike says, child's bike, and the growing up who weighs much more on it, sits on a children's bike, it breaks, hurting this obvious risk by that user. The defendant has a burden of proof. They have to prove that there was a warning defect, design defect, manufacturer defect, and meeting the six requirements that must be established. All right, product misuse. Again, the ladder, person who bought the ladder says so many pounds, or makes it fully extended and doesn't, so the product is misused and it causes injury. And then you have comparative negligence, as we spoke for, is where the plaintiff's liability and the defendant's liability are then weighed, calculated and weighed and distributed. And it is comparative negligence, meaning that the plaintiff had some fault as well.